We have a cross breeze on us right now, and that works for us because we can cover this whole side right here. If that scent is being blown this way, Dextro will pick that scent up and follow it right into the woods.
From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. A quick note, this episode contains descriptions of suicide and the death of a child.
With a cadaver dog, you have to get him into an area where it's a probability that you're going to find him. Dogs can't smell forever. They have their limitations, too.
I notice you have Dexter in a leash right now, a short one.
Yeah, I'm going to put him out right now and just let him do his own thing. And as we keep walking down this path, he'll stay up with us. But if he picks up that scent coming from the left side toward us, he's going to go off into the woods. And you'll see, if he finds him, his alert to me is very loud. I think you've seen that before. Mm-hmm. See, this would be a really prime area to search here.
Yeah, describe where we are right now.
Well, we've been walking for quite a ways down this bike path right now. If it was me, I'd probably walk off into something like this. Maybe down by the creek. If that's a creek down there, I can't tell. But if you didn't want to get found, I mean, how many people walk back in here, you know? I mean, we're like in the middle of nowhere. Next.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
Can't make everybody happy.
The podcast about...
The unknown.
Come on. Yep. Yep.
Robert Larson is a canine search and rescue volunteer.
Good boy.
He doesn't work with the police or other authorities. He runs his own operation. Today, he and his yellow lab, Dexter, are on the search for a man who dropped off his kids at school one morning and never came home. He left behind his wallet and his car, and a gun was missing from the home. 4 months later, Robert was referred to the missing man's wife by one of his Facebook followers. He and Dexter drove hours to search a bike path near the missing man's house, knowing that to find the man would mean finding his corpse.
You know what sticks in my mind every time every search? When I first started out here, I have a very uneasy feeling because I know the next find that I make, it's an impact. Let me tell you, when you find someone that's dead out here, it's an impact. And I've had that impact with Breon, and it's not something you want to experience.
Almost every day for the past month, Robert Larson from Westchester has been a one-man search team. Yesterday, he found what appears to be the remains of one-year-old Breon Hunter in the Des Plaines River. The child from Maywood has been missing since April.
Breon's the real hero here. To endure what he went through, he's the hero, not me.
And
was this your first search?
That was the very first one that I ever attempted to participate in at all.
The fact that Robert found Breon on his very first search is pretty extraordinary because he wasn't trained or certified to do this work by any official agency.
I don't think I went out there because I wanted to go find a dead body, especially a dead baby. I did it because I needed to. God told me, go out there and find that boy. That little boy, when I found him, even at that point, of seeing him, my brain wanted to shut it down and say, no, that's not him. That's not him. That's just a baby doll laying in the water. I just, sometimes I'm able to get through this story and get it out, and other times it makes me relive the whole moment all over again. And it's hard enough for me just to get through the days living with that image of what I found. It's the most devastating thing I've ever experienced in my life. I'll guarantee you that. I don't think there's anything in life that hit me the way this has hit me. And even, I mean, this is 4 years now, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about Breon. I don't see his face. There's not a day that goes by that I don't relive the whole event again. When I got done with my statement, all the news reporters that were there, the police officers, detectives, they all told me, Mr. Larson, don't be surprised when you get home if you don't have a hometown hero welcome. You got that coming for what you did here for this little boy. I didn't want no party. I just found a dead baby here. I didn't want to party at all. I didn't want to, I wanted to go home and cry. Close the curtains and just cry. When I got home, my electric was shut off. The Cook County Sheriff was there to evict me out of my house. See, when that little boy went missing, I put all my own troubles aside. I was being evicted out of that house because I couldn't pay the rent. What was more important to me was to find that boy.
All right, here we are. We're gonna do this live show. And like the title says, y'all might wanna listen up.
Robert spends a lot of time on Facebook, sometimes just to vent.
Let's see how many people we can get up here listening to what I got to say tonight.
Facebook is where he and his dog Dexter get most of their leads. Robert's friends and admirers will send him posts or news articles about missing people and refer him personally to families with missing loved ones. Robert doesn't charge for his canine search and rescue services, but he does accept donations.
I'm fired up tonight. You're gonna hear some real shit tonight. Excuse my mouth tonight, but I'm a little fired up. I'm real fired up. You know what I've been doing? I've been driving on a suspended license since day one when I started this. When I did my first case and found that little boy, I've been on a suspended license, and I've been driving around this country taking that chance of getting thrown in jail and losing everything I got. Everything I got and that I worked for, I could lose in a heartbeat because I want to help people out. That tells you every little bit about what I'm all about. I can't do what I do if I don't have you supporters out there helping me. So here it is, I'm going to ask y'all. I need some financial help myself. I got to come up with a reinstatement fee within 48 hours. To reinstate my driver's license. I gotta come up with insurance money to make sure I ain't in trouble that way. I gotta come up with some gas money. This has all gotta happen quick, and it's gotta happen now. But I'm telling y'all, I need some help. I need some help on my end. I'm gonna get real tonight, okay? I'm gonna tell you some shit that y'all don't know. I'm gonna piss a lot of people off right now. And I'm sure a lot of you gonna cry over this too. I just might cry myself. So y'all better be prepared for that. I'm putting it out there. I'm tired of this bullshit. I take this shit serious. Looking for these missing people. I've had people badmouth me, heckle me, make fun of me, call me a fake and a fraud. Well, I'm here to tell you all, I'm about as real as they come. I didn't see nobody else out there doing what I do, on any case I do. You're damn right I'm riled up.
Robert often posts videos like this one, addressed to his haters.
Go on that hater page. I want you all to see that hater page. I've been trying to keep that hater page quiet for long enough because I didn't want y'all to dislike me because of what they were saying. I don't give a rat's ass what they say. Now no more, that shit's over. I don't give a rat's ass what any of those people got to say. Y'all get up there and badmouth me, I don't give a shit. Ain't got a damn thing to do with helping nobody except badmouth me. What the hell with all them people?
There's an active page on Facebook with about 250 followers, and about 20 or so regularly post about how Robert is a con man, a drunk that exploits suffering families for personal gain. I asked the moderators of the group for an interview, but they turned me down. So here are some of the recent posts about Robert. Real heroes don't get on Facebook and toot their own horns. When you do that, you are looking for praise and glory. So RTL, grow up and shut up. Never seen a man so self-centered and always looking for praise. As long as he knows people will give him money and free stuff, he is never going to stop asking. He is truly a piece of garbage. God would tell you not to scam people. Find a real job. Raise your kids or pay child support. Stop begging. Hashtag stop the bullshit. Why are his followers so loyal to his lazy ass? They all work hard. Why doesn't he? He's not a man. He's a parasite and a drain on the human race. Step up, Robert, and contribute to society like a real man would. Otherwise, you are just a low-life piece of crap. It's not surprising that people like those in the hater Facebook group have this reaction to Robert, and it's not entirely unfair either. There have been a lot of scammers and con men and women that have targeted families of missing people. In 2003, a woman from Michigan was indicted after police said she planted human remains for her search dogs to find. Several fraudsters have claimed they worked as first responders finding bodies after 9/11. I spoke to the director of the National Association for Search and Rescue. They told me that apparently there's a profile of a typical search and rescue scammer. They often work alone, they self-deploy, something that's never done by legit search teams. They're motivated by ego, claiming to be the only one who can help, or they overstate their skills. And they use their dogs to play on people's emotions, and sometimes false assumptions. As one search and rescue expert put it, people don't think it's a real search unless there are dogs and helicopters.
My dogs ain't certified. You wanna know about my dogs? My proof's in the pudding with my videos. I show you the good, the bad, and the ugly with the dogs. If my dogs fuck up, then I'll show you that. But my dogs don't normally do that. They're on their game, just like I'm gonna be on your game. I've been doing this a long time now. I've done many, many, many cases. I've worked my ass off doing what I do. I've gave up more than anybody is willing to give up just to help somebody out that I don't even know. I help people out that I don't even know. For what? For bags of dog food? For a place to stay? For some gas in my truck or a broken part on my truck? Hell no. I can do that on my own. If I had a job, I'd pay for all that stuff by myself. But I don't. I got no job. My job is to get out there and help you people find these missing loved ones.
See what type of terrain it is. There's a lot of heavy brush on both sides, I'm sure of it. So we're gonna get up there. Hey, Dexter, come here. You've had enough swamp water. Come on.
And how did you learn how to do this, how to train dogs to search?
I went to two different, what would you call it, workshops? Canine workshops where you have top trainers in the world that teach you how to teach your dog how to do this. They don't just tell us how to teach our dog, but they teach you how to react to the dog, what to look for in the dog. His different body language is everything with a dog when you're doing this.
I think I've asked you this before, but you could do this kind of work in the context of law enforcement, but that wasn't a route that you went.
No. Well, and actually, I couldn't because where are the police now? How come this lady's asking us or telling me that she doesn't even know if they had dogs out here? So my job as far as doing it for law enforcement, I'll be sitting because they don't do it. They claim that it's not their job to find missing people. They don't have the manpower to do it. They don't have the resources, whatever it may be, but somebody should do it. Somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, these three kids, they sit here every day wondering where's daddy. Give me an example. Cop says, if you're going to do it for them, the police direct all that. Okay, you're going to search this area and this area only. Can't go outside that area. If my dog is telling me it's outside that area, I'm going to believe in my dog, and I'd be going against the rules. And I don't want to do that. Plus, those same people are going to want my dog certified. Those are the people that badmouth me. What does that piece of paper for the dog mean? Nothing. It'd be okay if there was a couple kids riding their bike down this bike path and they stumble across a dead guy out there. Kids are 7 and 8 years old. What kind of impact is that going to give those kids? They found this dead, bloody guy out here. Half decayed. The police got no problem with that. But if I go out there and search, then everybody's got a problem with it? Then I'm a fake and a fraud? I train these dogs for a reason, to do this. They think it's a game. They think I'm out here just playing patty cakes with this. I put a lot of time and work into these dogs, a lot of money into these dogs, a lot of money into the equipment we have. And for people to hate on me, it's aggravating. I think it would anybody to put this much effort into doing something and for people to hate what you do, that's tough for me to accept. But you know what they say, you can't make everybody happy.
I asked to join Robert on his search for the man who went missing after dropping his kids off at school. It was an early morning in September. Robert had told me to get a good night's sleep the night before and to wear closed-toed shoes and long pants. We let Dexter search and we walked along the bike path for hours. And then we turned around, empty-handed.
Why do you keep this binder?
Somebody made this for me a while back ago. And I just continued to keep it going with different cases. Just to go down memory lane with them all, you know. I couldn't even keep up with just this book if I put all the cases I've worked in. Not every one of them, but quite a few of them. Dear Robert, I wanted to take a moment and thank you for your continued support to society, for those grieving families not knowing the whereabouts of their loved ones, for those strangers that you afford the ability to have closure in their lives. It's just so amazing to me how you take time away from your personal life to help families in need. The work you do does not come with a paycheck, and that speaks so much of your character by itself. These past couple months have been very trying for me. Reality sits in constantly each day. Losing Cameron will never be something that I will ever get over, but thanks to your efforts, I have somewhat of a peace of mind. I appreciate you for being there with my family every single step of the way. From the first day I met you, through memorializing Cameron, and even to this very day. I have so much belief in what you do. I hope and pray that you continue with this gift that was laid upon you. Please continue to be a blessing. Many, many thanks and love to you and your team. Sincerely yours, Lisa Sanders. So, you want to know what drives me? Letters like that. When I get a letter like that, it makes me that much more persistent on doing what I do. It makes me sit back and think, I'm doing what I should be doing, exactly how I should be doing it. And that's what keeps me going. Stuff like that. A simple thank you letter. It was a custody battle with my stepbrother's mother, and she took off with him one Sunday night and never came back. He was gone for 2 years. We hired a couple different investigators to find him. They found him 2 years later in the middle of the woods in Kentucky, living in some little shack of a house. And they got him back alive. I was pretty young then, but it was the not knowing what happened to him. Where is he? Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he coming back? I guess that's why I can feel for these families that I work for now. It's tough. It's tough to have to go through that. The not knowing has got to leave people in the dark, and it's just, they're lost. They don't know what to do then.
Dexter, we're turning around this way. Come on.
There's more to it than just walking out there with your dog and hoping he finds them.
Just come on. Yep. Yep. Good boy.
Robert Larson and his dogs currently live in Illinois. His website is CaptainDexterDog.com, and you can find him on Facebook by searching Robert Larson, Canine Specialties. Over on our website, HBMPodcast.com, you can see pictures of Robert and Dexter decked out in search and rescue gear. Also, we have links to articles about some of the search and rescue scammers that we mentioned in this story. Again, find us at HBMPodcast.com. Lee Gaines and Alex Keim produced this piece. Lee is a public radio reporter in Illinois, and Alex is a freelance producer and editor. This is Alex's fourth contribution to Here Be Monsters. My name is Bethany Denton, and I edited this episode. I had help from Jeff Emtman. Music by The Black Spot. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day. May all your dreams of love and wine and rare bloody steak come true. If you need help with that last part, the rare bloody steak, we can help. Check out hbmpodcast.com/store and take a good look at our meat poster. We're still looking for your questions for an upcoming mailbag episode. Do you ever wonder how Jeff and I make the show? Or how we make decisions about questionable merchandise? And who the hell is this Nick White guy anyway? Get in touch. Call us at 765-374-5263 or send us a voice memo to hbmpodcast@gmail.com. Here Be Monsters is part of the independent producer project from KCRW, where our editor is Nick White and our manager is Kristen Lepore. Thanks so much for listening. More episodes soon.
And so all cadaver scents kind of...
We all smell the same when we die. And it's pretty foul smell, let me tell you.
And he's used to looking for that.
Oh, he knows that.
How does he train for that?
I got a jar of human remains that will hide out here in this swamp or up in the tree, in the bushes. We'll bury it in the ground. And Dexter's got to locate exactly where that's at. And when he lets me know, it's loud and clear. But he knows what he's doing out here, right, buddy? You know what you're doing?